The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter. Now, as Jesus and his disciples went on their way, he entered a certain village, where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." This is the gospel of our Lord. Please be seated. Mary and Martha. It's so easy to look at these two women and the words from Jesus and start to make judgments. It is so easy to ask, am I a Mary or am I a Martha? Mary, the one we picture, is the contemplative listener at Jesus' feet, and Martha, the busy one, preparing the meals and making the house ready. It is so easy to assume that the message being told in this passage is that there are two ways to be as Christians, active like Martha or a listener like Mary. And that being more like Mary is what we should aspire to. In fact, it is this message, this interpretation that for years was used to support the superiority of the priesthood and the monastic life over living in a village and working, something that Luther would dismiss. Reverend Phil Hooper comments that this story often gets used like a type of spiritual personality test. Which biblical character shares your lifestyle? How many of you have ever done any kind of personality tests? You know, long before the internet, you would find them in magazines, right? And now that we have the internet, and anybody who's on Facebook or something like that knows that there are entire apps that are linked to Facebook where you can go on and you can do all of these types of personality tests. You can find out like which cartoon character you're most like, or which movie star is most like you, or which quote describes your life. Of course, it's all kind of ridiculous to think that what pops up is actually true, but many of us still take those tests. We look at ourselves and how we live our lives, and we try to make sense of who we are as individuals, who we are in this ever-changing and becoming more complex world we live in. So, have you ever asked, after hearing this lesson, am I a Mary or a Martha? Well, you know, it's not really Jesus' point. While this lesson can be read as if Jesus is setting up one sister against the other, it can also, and more accurately, be read and interpreted as a reminder that even in the busyness of life, Jesus calls us to listen, to be grounded in his word. He says to Martha, "You are worried and distracted by many things." He's not calling her to task because she is doing what is expected to extend hospitality. He is commenting that being distracted and worried is keeping her from being present with those visiting her home, including himself. He is telling each of us to do our work, not as one who is distracted and worried, but one who has a focus on the love of God. And this is where our Lutheran heritage speaks to all of us. Luther insisted that all work is God's work, not just work done by priests. He also insisted that all work is valued by God and brings glory to God. Things like cooking and cleaning and the tasks to get through each day are places where the divine can break through. But to realize this means we can't lose sight of God's ever-present love. One of Luther's parables asks, who's being foolish? The man who cares for his child by changing a diaper, or the man who ridicules the father for changing the child's diaper? Luther writes, God with all angels and creatures is smiling, not because the father is washing diapers, but because he is doing so in Christian faith. Spoken as a man who probably changed more than one diaper in his life as a father of six. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus is not lifting up Mary and putting down Martha. He's not saying that being still is better than doing work, but we see in this story that there is always a choice that we must make in our daily lives. The gospel reminds us that we need to remember Jesus' presence, God's presence at all times. But just as Martha was allowing herself to get distracted, we too get distracted. We have distractions everywhere we go. There's news 24/7. We have our cell phones, there's social media, and there's just so much information out there that the quality is often questionable, and the more sensational the story, the higher the views and the greater the race to get to the next sensational story, which leads to more and more distractions. People are not paying attention to surroundings, let alone Jesus. Anywhere you go, how many people are interacting with each other? And how many others are staring at their cell phones? Even in my class with 10 students, we had about 10 minutes free last week before I could send them off to lunch. And rather than chat with their newfound friends, they all took out their cell phones and entered their own little world. And you know what? So did I. People walk into traffic. They walk into walls. They walk into each other because they're looking at a screen instead of where they are going. To add to all of this, we live in a society that encourages us to work hard and to play hard. And for many families, making sure that our children are doing everything they can to be well-rounded and superior applicants to college. In our society, working hard and getting into a good college is valued, just as proper preparation of a meal for guests was valued in Mary and Martha's time. And again, there's nothing inherently wrong with any of this. But Jesus is letting us know through his words to Martha that letting these distractions take over our lives keeps us from living lives and doing work to the glory of God. In the end, we are not told how Martha responds to Jesus in this interaction. We don't know if she stopped what she was doing and sat at his feet, or if she just went back to work even more upset and agitated that Jesus didn't make Mary get up and help her, or if she was somewhere in between. But it doesn't really matter, because we all know there was still food to be cooked, places to be set, water to be gotten, and everything to be set up for a meal. And that's true for us all today. There are still things to do. But as Luther reminds us, it is all holy work, work that is valued by God. And we are asked to remember that and to try not to get so distracted that we forget. When I read this story in preparation for today, and when I have read it in the past, I have tended to think, I am such a Martha. I wish I could be more like Mary. But after preparing for today, I have come to realize that no, I'm not a Martha, and I am not meant to be a Mary. I am a me. who has characteristics of each woman, just as you are all yous with characteristics of each of these characters. We all have these characteristics, which is why I think this story speaks to so many of us. As we live our faith, sometimes we will be busy. Sometimes we will be distracted. Sometimes we will be still. These are not really separate ways of being, but all part of how we live our lives on earth as God's beloved children. So embrace being a complex human being. Do your best to do your work with Christ in your heart and in your mind. But try also to set aside some time to spend in quiet remembrance of Christ. Christ who gave his life so that we might have ours. Amen.